Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Oh, lady gang. You know, the year was quite a year, and we have a present for you. If you didn't get lady gang clothing, now is your chance because shit is on sale. For instance, the velvet dress right now, the beautiful velvet dress with the jewels on the arm detail. It is $59. But then on top of that, everything else is an automatic 20% off. So head over there, get a sweater dress. I've worn mine 15 times already. The Swacket. That's right. You can be cozy all year long with the Swacket. 20% off. Go to shop.theladygang.com. Shop.theladygang.com and get yourself some goods.
Lady Gang is brought to you by Progressive. What's the one thing you'd purchase with a little extra saving? A weighted blanket, a smart speaker, that new self-care trend you've been hearing about? Well, Progressive wants to make sure you're getting what you want by helping you save money on your car insurance. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and customers can qualify for an average of 6 discounts when they sign up. Discounts like having multiple vehicles on your policy. Progressive offers outstanding coverage and award-winning claim service. Day or night, they have customer support 24/7, 365 days a year. When you need them most, they're at their best. A little off your rate each month goes a long way. Get a quote today at progressive.com and see why 4 out of 5 new auto customers recommend Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company ad affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts vary and are not available in all states and situations.
It's time for a quickie.
Podcast One presents The Lady Gang, the Hollywood girl posse with Lady Gang Quickie. Here's Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Let's make this quick.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Lady Gang Quickie. I am Becca here with Jack and Kelty, and we have a very special segment planned out.
Today is incredibly special because it is Becca's birthday. Happy birthday, Becca.
I only
remembered because my birthday's next week. As you know, I have no idea when Jack was born at all.
No, we forget it every year. It's fine.
Forget it. There's no special episode. There's nothing. Like, it's literally the most narcissistic birthday celebration of all time. But we have an amazing birthday show for you. But,
Thank you.
Valentine's Day is coming up. And the expectations on Valentine's Day, like, I just cringe because I'm like, I'm going to need to put on something that's made of an uncomfortable material and like dance around like an idiot and like be extra sexy. And then I know my expectations of like, I'm going to Kim Kardashian style have an entire room full of roses are not going to happen. Yeah. So it's just like disappointment station. And so our friends at Third Love, who have been longtime sponsors of Lady Gang, reached out to us and they're like, let's like just do something special to celebrate the good stuff in our life coming up to Valentine's Day. Yeah. And so, you know, we're like, why didn't we ever, when we were kids, give ourselves a Valentine?
It should be, Valentine's Day should be about loving yourself. Like, let's just reframe the entire holiday. And it's not about who you love. It's about you loving yourself.
Well, I think that everybody should start by, you know, if they have kids in elementary school, like have them get themselves a carnation.
Yeah.
That's how we begin.
That's cute. Remember, you were in junior high school and you were a loser. No one got you the carnation and you were like, no one loves me.
It was raining carnations over here.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. Well, listen, love is not a holiday. It is a year round thing. And that's why Third Love wants to celebrate you 365 days a year. And so we're really excited because we've picked these certain things and we are going to self-love on ourselves on today. And we want all of you out there in Lady Gang Land to also do this exercise and send us a DM or post on Instagram. We want to hear what you love about all these different parts of you. And we're going to just like change our brains because our bodies are listening and we have to be nicer to ourselves in 2022. Mm-hmm. So the theme of today is body.
Yes.
So we're going to go round table, like say something nice to your body. Happy Valentine's Day, body. I love you because, or I love you. Becca, you're up.
Happy Valentine's Day, body. I love you because I'm very proud that I spent my younger years dancing and doing gymnastics and being super active because I feel like I still have, even though I'm not at my, you know, fighting, whatever, I still feel very able-bodied. And I feel like in the category of women in their mid-30s, I think I'm more flexible. I think I'm probably stronger. I'm certainly more coordinated. My posture is pretty great. I'm just, you know, I have to say, like, I, as much as I criticize being a short person, because, you know, there's no such thing as a short model, I am like, I'm very proud of myself and what my body can still do.
Mm. I'm pretty sure short people live longer too. So
I think they do.
You'll be on this earth a little bit longer.
It'll be the Becca gang. So yeah. 98 years old. Diet Coke here is long gone.
No thanks.
Jack, what do you love about your body?
Well, I, on the other hand, spent my early 20s and most of my 20s hating my body for the most part. So I have found like a newfound love and respect for my body in my 30s and more of like an acceptance rather than, you know, kind of a blind self-love for everything that's going on. So I love the fact that my body can take me on hikes and do active things to make me not feel old and decrepit at 34 years old. And same as Becca, like just being able to do all the things. I think as you get older, when you're younger, you just kind of assume that you're going to feel this way and be this way forever. So as you get older, you can kind of wake up every day and respect your body and love the fact that it's still working and moving.
Mm-hmm. I love this. Okay. Well, mine's a little more Kelty. I love...
That's what we're here for.
Yeah. I love my legs. Thank God for these fucking legs. Like, literally, thank you, body. You are beautiful. I'm happy that you're able-bodied. I'm happy that you rejuvenate. I'm happy that when I treat you like crap, you're like, okay, we'll do another cleanse. We'll like get on a health train with you, girl. Like, I love that my body is constantly down to try again. But oh my God, like... I'm looking like, you know, since it is my birthday next week, which I already talked, like I'm looking at my hands and I'm getting my manicure. I'm like, ooh, my hands, I'm getting old hands. I'm like, God, I'm like, fill me up with whatever filler. Like I'm like turtlenecks only from in my 40s. Like I've all like I can feel aging. Like I'm crickly and I have arthritis in my feet and I can feel all those things. But my God, when I put a pair of short shorts on, she still has it. She has it.
10
like
out
I'm
10.
Still cute and I will have that forever. I'm gonna be like little Heather Dubrow, who's still hot. Obviously, but like she puts a mini on and I'm like, you're not fucking 50. You're 20. No. Your legs are beautiful. These knees have not succumbed to gravity. They are beautiful. Like the feet are fucked up, but the leg is amazing. So
that's
anyway,
fine. Just wear a pump, cover them up.
I love it. Like Becca was talking about like things I need to wear on TV. And she was like, just cover it all up and then just put the legs out. I'm like, it's going to be my thing. Anyway. So legs, man. Happy Valentine's Day. You legs.
They're the star of the show. Always.
Always. Mm-hmm. I saw a picture of us from the People's Choice Awards and I was like, wait, I should wear short skirts more often. These legs are beautiful.
They are.
Yeah. Oh,
hell
beautiful.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Guys, you know how terrible I am when someone I really love is on the podcast. It's when I become a complete idiot, can't find my words. It's like on steroids right now. So we have my favorite artist, Pam.
Wow.
Today.
Favorite.
So today we are celebrating Becca's birthday. It is her birthday week. And mm-hmm. Becca hates a birthday and a birthday week. Mm-hmm. And she has been asking for you. Mm-hmm. For years. She Instagrammed like a crazy person when she went and saw you in concert like just a bit ago.
At ACL.
Mm-hmm. And Alex, our producer, was like, you guys, we've got to get Becca Cam this year.
Yeah.
And so we went after you and here you are. So thank you for gracing us with your presence. Now I'm going to do an introduction. Everyone knows who you are, obviously, but in case they don't, I want to chill some accolades here. Our special surprise guest for Becca is her favorite artist on the planet, Cam. We all know her, but for those who don't, Cam got her start writing songs for several artists, including Sam Smith and Miley Cyrus. In 2010, she released her debut studio album, Heart Forward, followed by Welcome to Cam Country, Untamed, and her newest record, The Other Side. Now her hit song, Burning House, peaked at number two on Billboard, and she was also nominated, no big deal, for the Best Country Solo Performance at the 50th Annual Grammy Awards. She's got crazy cool fashion sense, insane skin, which I'm just seeing up close for the first time. She's friends with Harry Styles. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, Cam.
Yay!
Welcome!
Happy birthday! Thank you.
Yes, I'm a Capricorn. This is very exciting because I have talked about you over the years on the podcast, but then I finally saw you. I think it was the first time I've seen you, only time, at ACL. And I saw you at Stagecoach before the pandemic. I saw you at Stagecoach.
Oh, I remember that.
And I was like, she's fucking amazing. And that was when I became like very engaged.
That was that sunset one, like the
yes.
sunset.
Set. And you were wearing like a 70s, you had like a real 70s logo going. And
yeah, it was so fun.
Your curly hair was just like wild in the wind. And it was just so amazing. And then I was like, I told my husband, I'm not a huge festival person, but I really wanted to go. And we recently moved to Austin. And so we went to your, I think you're the only act that I saw that weekend. And we go, I'm still sober. So this is a real testament to how much I do love you live. And everyone in the audience is crying. It was as if we were all in like the 1960s at like this crazy, the most energized, weirdly spiritual experience. And for you to have pulled that off at a music festival was pretty mind-blowing. And then you obviously put on the best show ever, you and your band and your all backup singers. Like, you guys, if you have not seen her live, it's like it takes it to a whole nother level because you are fantastic. So
thank you. That's so, I mean, Austin is like one, because I'm was raised in San Francisco Bay Area, and I feel like Austin's kind of like a sister city, I guess. And when you get there, you know, there's just the like keep Austin weird vibes. And you're like, yes, I understand this. I get everyone in this crowd. And there's just, it's just such a random group of weirdos. And I'm like, we're all here together to have this moment. And those, it was so fun doing that. That's like a bucket list thing for me too, like doing ACL. So I had literally so much fun being on stage, and the band had so much fun being on stage. And it was, yeah. So I'm glad you got to see that one. And there wasn't a lot of shows this year, year.
No. And there were like grown men in the audience who you knew had been dragged there by their girlfriends crying, like wiping tears from their faces. And I don't think that they were on ecstasy yet. It was really, it was spectacular. So that's my fan moment. And I'm going to try to be cool after this.
She's going to try, but it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
No, I appreciate it.
So, Cam, because it's Becca's birthday, I want to ask you, are you a birthday girl? Do you do birthday month? Do you do birthday week? What's the best birthday gift you ever got?
Ooh, I used to be like, this is the holiday. Like, I would celebrate a birthday week, like, full on. Like, and everyone, my best friend's favorite holiday was my birthday as well. Like,
oh, my God. Amazing. Day.
Yeah. And I think as I got older, it was just, like, less of a thing. And now I'm like, I should really bring that back. That was a really great time. So, yeah. And I just had a kid. I mean, not just 2 years ago, but has slowly flown by, I guess. It feels like, yeah, I need the attention back on me. That sounds kind of nice.
did you do birthday parties? Like, do you do kid birthday parties? You haven't been able to, right?
We just had Lucy's second birthday party, and we had, like, you know, the Rent-A-Zoo petting zoo. And they came, and it was going to rain that day. So we had, like, the carport like to the side, because they don't have, I don't know why there's not as many garages here like in Nashville.
Yeah.
So we just have like a carport on the side, and the guy was like, nah, I can fit them all in there. That's fine. And we're like, I don't know. Like it was a great experience. I'm not going to look too deep into it. And like they get the goats and llamas and all that kind of stuff. And like, there was only like maybe three or four kids, you know, cause it was just sort of like a small group. And my daughter Lucy is like, has absolutely no fear. Like sticks her hand in the bag of feed and just runs straight up. And like, aww. Luckily she has all her fingers still, but just like shoved her hand into the goat's mouth. Like, hi goat, how you doing? Like just best time. So it was really
cute.
I want to confess something. I am strongly considering a petting zoo for my 40th birthday.
I mean, it was pretty great. And like, what a amazing gig. You just drive the trailer full of the animals. You drop them off. The party people feed them for you. And then you take them to the next thing.
Ah, I mean, Kelty, I'm going to need some extracurricular things to do if there's just a petting zoo.
I hope that we can get drunk at least.
Yeah, we'll drink and pet, baby. Drink and pet.
A drink is dangerous.
So I think, Cam, you're known for just breaking our hearts with your lyrics and just being like such an epic songwriter. So congratulations on that. But because it's Becca's birthday, it's all about Becca today. So Becca, favorite Cam lyric, and then we're going to get the story behind it direct from the source.
Okay. So what's funny is Kelty was like, hey, I need you to tell me what your favorite Cam lyric is. And I'm not like a huge, I hear it and I write it down person, or really, it touches me in that moment. And then it kind of like flows through, you know, flows through you. You can't remember at all.
Jack, should we tell Cam? Becca actually hates music.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, yeah. I have to tell the story. Becca kind of hates music.
No, so, I hate listening to music. There is a difference.
Hates listening to music.
But anytime we talk about music, it's like she's just like, nah, no, that's too much for me. It's too emotional for her. And she can't like put herself in the moment because it's like too overwhelming.
Yeah. And then however, she picks you. You're the like only the most person. Overwhelming.
But you're the only you're the only musical artist that she's ever talked about listening ever in the history of the podcast.
Let me
like overwhelming. I just got to know this. Overwhelming because you like your brain is doing like mute. You're like trying to comprehend too much.
No, it's
not overstimulated.
I don't like my emotions to get out of my control. And music does that to me. So if I'm feeling good, I actually don't want to fuck with it. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like medicine 100%.
For me. Wow.
And so the reason I can do your music is because it's equal parts heartbreaking. So if I'm feeling like I need to hear that, but then it's also equal parts joy. Like your song Classic, it reminds me of my husband, and he has this old vintage Ford truck that he drives. And I'm like, I feel like she wrote the song for me. And it makes me feel so happy. It was my song for New Year's. Every year I pick a song that I want to like go into my New Year's. Before I sound like a stalker, I also had your Diplo song was my 2019 into 2020 song. It didn't work out so well for any of us. But so that's how I am with music. I think because I grew up doing musical theater and I grew up having to like act out songs, and it was like, I don't know. Sometimes silence is better for me if I'm already in a good place. But Kelty said this to me, and I said, I actually was listening to your new-ish album at this point, and this was a while ago, and you in Redwood Tree, which is a heartbreaking song, it's beautiful. You sing, don't know what you have when you're young, but you'll know what you had when it's gone. And to me, that just summarizes fucking life.
Like, I know.
It just guts you, and it's just so true. Like, I think of all those things that you take for granted when you're young and you just think nothing's ever going to happen or go away. These things will stay forever, or this thing is going to stay the way that it is forever, and it doesn't. And it's just, I don't know, it's so simple, but so, to me, it's just my favorite.
Oh, that one, I mean, that whole song, like, because I said I grew up in the Bay Area in Northern California, and like, so we had redwood trees in my backyard, and my climbing tree was a redwood tree, or like, you know, probably some smallish version of a redwood tree. And like, it's so much of a representation or like a symbol of my parents' house. And I just have always been a really motivated person, which I think all three of you obviously are. And just your head is like, I am going to go places and I'm going to do things. And I've got all these dreams and like, whether it's like loves or interests or whatever, you're just going, 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 going. And then I think there's just obviously at some point for one reason or another, you hit a moment and you kind of like turn around and you're like, oh my God, like all the time I spent doing things that were for me, and whether you regret it or not, it just is the truth. You can't have spent that time with those people that helped get you here. You know, you can't be two places at once. And how incredibly sad that is. How, like, you know, that redwood tree was literally in the backyard watching my parents grow old and I wasn't there, you know, like a tree got to see. And then I was thinking about like the time, you know, we think our lives are so long, but like to a redwood tree, how tiny, you know, have you ever seen like the rings?
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like this is the beginning of the tree 3,000 years ago. It's like, holy shit. So like, I think just thinking about my parents, thinking about how I want to spend time, and also that movie Arrival had come out and I had gotten really into that one. And like in the beginning of the song, there's like this da, 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 da that happens on the recording. And it's sort of like a little homage to that, because in that movie, time isn't linear.
Yeah.
And I like hope that time isn't linear and that I get to keep spending time with my parents as a kid. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? Like maybe it's circular and we get to keep doing this, or it's all stacked on each other. And like, there's this weird thing that I do when I have, it's not weird. It's a coping thing, I guess. But whenever I had like a really difficult time, I would sing to like make my body feel better. And I would sing like one song all the time. And now I try and sing that song in really good moments, because maybe that song helps tie them all together in places that there aren't time. And it sort of like evens the good and the bad, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I know. I love that.
So I love it.
It's, I mean, the stuff with the emotions and the music, like music for some reason is a whole feeling for me, and I'll be like upset and, you know, not really even wanting to like go out for a show sometimes. Like, I just can't do it. I'm sure you guys feel this way before you have to do events or like mm-hmm. the podcast sometimes, like, ugh. And then once you start doing it, you're like, oh, I just feel so good when I do this. And it's like also maybe kind of related, this is like my therapy session now too, but like I can definitely like dissociate. Like, I don't want to be somewhere. I just like check out. Like, yeah. Don't have to be there. Don't have to feel anything. And then music, though, it's like the opposite. It's like you are completely in this moment, fully present with the people that are there. And like, yeah, maybe if it's not a place you want to be, like in a crowd sometimes,
yeah.
I can see how it's like not always the like 100% right thing to engage with.
That's true. It does make you so present. Like, it's hard to run away from feelings when you're sort of being forced to, like, you know.
Well, and I can't even imagine as just like a music lover, like, I mean, everybody loves music and has a personal relationship with it. But then for you to create music and it's your profession, but then it's also your therapy, like, it affects me so much just listening to it. I can't imagine if it's like an all encompassing part of like so much of your life. So that is, it's got to be overwhelming on like a completely different.
Yeah. Like that whole thing, like, you know how like our parents' generation was like, whatever, it's a job, you just go to work, you know, like get it done. And then yeah. Our generation is like, but are you becoming your unique potential?
yeah, you're
earning your like massive, you know, six figure, whatever. It's like, I mean, holy shit, that is like a lot of things to check off. And music is like, especially that for me, where it's like, even like a creating of a song. I think it was Mae West who says, I like having written, but I don't like writing. Like, I don't like the writing process, but I like having the song later. And that's when I'm writing, it's like, oh, this is so difficult. And I have this high bar for myself. And you start with this, a blank space every time. Like, it's so uncomfortable. And then at the end, I'm like, oh, I'm so glad I did this. And I listen. Mm-hmm. But that's like been a really like very simple but important lesson of like, oh, yeah, like not everything just feels good.
Like, yeah.
You're just going to have to do things that kind of feel mixed, and then it'll work out eventually. But, you know, I did like psychology before this life, like until I was 24, I did psychology research. So I think it all bleeds in there too. And like, there's like this test for emotional intelligence. Have you heard of that marshmallow test?
No.
It's like, okay, and it shouldn't be called emotional intelligence. It's really misleading. But like, they give a marshmallow to a kid
Oh.
If you wait, and I'm going to come back in a few minutes, if you haven't eaten it, I'll give you one more marshmallow.
Yeah.
And like, I've always said, like, I could die. I'm going to eat this. Like, yeah, I'm going to eat this marshmallow. And like, my mom always jokes about that. And I feel like that's like such a big part of, I think it's like built into why I think it needs to feel a certain way. And maybe why when I make this music, it's like, it is very precious, you know, mm-hmm. and I do try and mix the good and the bad and the dark and the light, because it's like, I need the whole picture in this one song. And
yeah,
you do it for sure.
Thanks. All right. When we come back, we have many things to talk about Harry Styles.
If you've ever gone to theladygang.com, then you've gone to a Squarespace website. I know you see the ads everywhere, but I'm here to tell you that Squarespace is the bomb. If you have a huge business, an e-commerce business, just a personal blog, maybe your family blog, maybe you're doing a wedding thing, Squarespace can help you out. Head to squarespace.com/lady for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use our offer code LADY to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. Some of the features that I love are the SEO features. They really kind of prompt you and help you learn how to get the most out of your website. The analytics behind the scenes of like when people are looking at the site, what words they're searching when they come to the site can help us organize things in a great way. I love the fact that you can do video blocks when you're promoting the podcast. When we promote our clothing line, we're able to use that to our advantage. There's just so many things to love. And that's why we want you to check out squarespace.com for a free trial. Head to squarespace.com/lady for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use our offer code LADY to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Hello, gorgeous lady gangers. This is a friendly reminder that if you have a New Year's workout resolution, you have to find something that will actually make you feel good moving your body. Otherwise, it's going to feel like a chore and you'll call it quits early. Many of you know that we were all very, very Obey Fitness obsessed. And this is the perfect time to give it a try if you haven't already. If you're not familiar, they have the best live and on-demand classes out there. You don't need to buy any equipment or shell out a fortune. You can literally take classes anywhere with whatever you have, even if it's just for 10 minutes. Trust us, this community and the instructors will inspire you to make more moves this year than ever before. I am a testament to this. Pilates moves, dance moves, strength moves, yoga moves, all the moves. They make it so fun to move your body, but at the same time, the classes are super legit and deliver results. So if you have a goal and need extra motivation, make your move and try Obey, especially because you get a free month on us. Just use code LADYGANG at Obey Fitness. That's OBEFitness.com, code LADYGANG, and one free month. What have you got to lose?
LADYGANG is brought to you by Ritual. Gaps in your diet should not be ignored. Ladies, if I know anything about the health journey, it's that you got to take your vitamins. We are not getting what we need. And if you listen to our period expert or any of the episodes that have had experts on them, it just makes your life harder. And that's why Ritual is incredible. Ritual's essential multivitamin for 18 plus was formulated with exhaustive research to fill nutrient gaps for bone health, brain health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. That means you don't age. Ritual multivitamins are so easy. I just keep them literally by my toothpaste. And in the morning after I finish brushing my teeth, I pop one and it's got this minty flavor. So it just continues on my day. Right now, Ritual is offering all of the Lady Gang listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just sign up. They're going to come to your house every month. You don't have to think about it. Visit ritual.com/ladygang and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/ladygang. 10% off at ritual.com/ladygang.
Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill and take control of your subscriptions. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/ladygang. Truebill.com/ladygang. It could save you thousands a year. This is one of my goals for 2022 was to like, where are these like a little $9.99 fees that I signed up for an app once and then never used it again? So Truebill's a new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you don't need. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. They have over 2 million users that help them save over a collective $100 million. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/ladygang. Go right now, Truebill.com/ladygang. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/ladygang. By the way, this also works great if your ex is using your Netflix account. You know what I mean?
The Lady Gang.
We're back with
Cam. You can follow her at Cam Country, which you do. Okay, so you're friends with Harry Styles. There's song collaborations. Like, I'm only asking because, you know, this is someone that I think would be really fun to be friends with. I think most of Hollywood people are kind of like questionable, and you're like, I don't know, I just don't want to sit around and talk about you. But I feel like this could be a fun friend.
I mean, I would say friend is like a generous okay. classification. But I would say that like he, the little bit that I get to interact with him, and also like we share friends too.
Right. You have a producer that's
producer and like brother in music, we do everything together, is one of the producers on his projects and like close collaborator and songwriter and stuff too, Tyler Johnson. So like, and also Mitch, who's his, Sarah's his drummer, and Mitch is his guitarist. Mitch also plays drums. They're in the band with Harry. So like everybody's all, and Tom produces too. We all kind of like know each other, and it's like a really good group of human beings. And I feel like that's always, as an artist, you know that, like when you pick people to surround yourself, like it's very, there's a big important choice about who you're spending your life with, you know, like on the road. And yeah, I remember hearing the song Changes, which is on the Other Side album, and just being like, that's so beautiful. And just, you know, it's a mix, you know, it's that wistful, like, yeah, mm-hmm. I care about home, but like things have changed. And, yeah, I was like, can I record this song? And he was like, yes, which was like so much fun. And we left his whistle on it, which I always joke at shows, like I have to like recreate a Harry Styles whistle.
Good.
Like, yeah.
Oh, and yeah. I'm sure Harry Styles has like the best, most perfect, sexiest whispering whistle.
It's like, like a vibrato. It's like insane. So I try and like recreate it. It shows, it's hilarious. But no, he's a sweetheart. We got to see a show at just this year at Bridgestone, and like it, you know, like just afterwards I was like, man, you just are like, nobody got to see each other because of the bubble or whatever, but I just like sent him a little text just being like, he does such a good job putting on the show and caring about his fans. And like, there's something about when I work with other artists, or I get to work with other artists, like, and you kind of share this, like you're saying, like, not just like a professional, like, oh, I like what you do musically, but like as a human, I feel like there's something that I respect about what you do. It just makes this, it feels more meaningful, you know, and like the community of it and the work that you're doing. So yeah, I feel really lucky to sort of get to kind of swim in the same spaces with that group.
Well, and Kelty's husband is a music manager, and we always talk about how we think Hollywood is so challenging and so tricky to navigate. And I think music is probably makes it look like child's play.
I think what makes the music business so difficult is that more than any other entertainment business, the smoke and mirrors is so insane. Like, it's so, mm-hmm. it's so archaic the way the charts are made, the way they look at a record and say this is a success or it's not. It's like,
well, even how people are getting paid.
Like, how people are getting paid. It's so, like, every piece of it is just so fucked up that it's like, to put it in lame man's terms, I guess, I would say it's like if you're watching Netflix and they use the numbers of people that were listening on a tune in radio as like the radio, as the numbers for you streaming Netflix on your computer.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so archaic. And so I always feel so bad for the artists, because I'm like, there's actually no winning. Like, the winning people in the music, like, I mean, I think you're winning, obviously, but
I know
the people that win in like that huge fucking way, there's like fraud. You know what I mean? It's like, it's really, really hard.
It's manipulated. No,
it's so, like, I think like Issa Rae just said something about that too. Just like, it's just so like corrupt, and that sounds so cheesy because everyone's like says it as like a little
political,
but it's, you know, and then Nashville is like a very specific bubble where it's still like a $15 billion industry, like country, you know what I mean? But like, it's like a very specific, like really like handshakes between people and shutting some people out and only a few people get in, and like totally whitewashed. And like the whole thing is like, you know, it's, and then everybody wants to seem like it's working for them, or they just want to keep playing along. And I know an artist, it's so sad. Like we, without getting too technical, but like there's a lot of different royalties people want to fight for. And I'm sure you, like, obviously like Spotify, everyone knows it's like a little bit tricky how those things kind of play out since we're not buying CDs anymore. But like on the radio, for example, which is a big way that country music still is consumed, writers get paid royalties, but artists don't. And it's like us and one other country in the world that does it. It's like Iran or something like that. Like that's only in one other country. It's kind of like maternity leave where the U.S. is like, fuck them.
Like, yeah.
Never good. Come back next day. You're going to be good on Monday, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. And you're like, this is not, but everyone's like, well, it's just how it works. And you're like, what? This is a whole piece of the pie that no one gets. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bummer. And I feel like a lot of younger artists are like, probably because it's so difficult now to make it, a lot of younger artists are like, yeah, no, we want our masters. And like, we want like asking for things that like people should be asking for. But you know, it's so sad with creatives too, because they want to pick people that are young, who like haven't had a lot of world experience or like haven't had a college degree in business. And then everybody goes, don't you worry about the business. It's just like athletes too. Don't you worry about it. We got it. And then later on, you're like, wow, they like are going into trials for tax evasion. It's like, you think they knew what their taxes looked like? No way. Like somebody else did their taxes and stole all their money. It's, yeah. I mean, not that you have to feel bad for.
No, there's like a series here that I really think could be a fascinating television. Let me ask you this. I think being an artist and being in entertainment is so singular, and it's, you have to be so laser focused to be at the level that you're at. Like you have to be the amount that you've given, sacrificed in your life, the amount of rejection that's come your way. I mean, it is unending. And then you become a mom. And I was just wondering, like, did you feel like your art suffered? Were you able to be both Cam and mom, and how?
Okay, so I got pregnant, and then I didn't tell anyone I was pregnant for like, I hid it for like 7 months, and I still toured. I did like a European tour. Wow. And I was like, I'm going to prove them that I can do anything, you know, like that type of, you know, we all think that that's like,
Horrible.
And then I told everyone I was pregnant, and I was like, we're going to put something out like right after. And I had like booked, you know, for Till There's Nothing Left, we had booked TV, like morning TV and late night TV in New York 2 months after, maybe like, I think it was a full 2 months after, around there, maybe a little bit less. And I remember I have some Scandinavians in my band, and you know how like they have such a different system.
Oh, they take like 2 years. Yeah.
Yes! Yeah. You get like at least 8 months like paid. And they were like, seriously, like 2 months. I was like, yep. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it. I got this. And we went, and I remember like, you know, I had all the Spanx sort of keep all the post mommy, you know, stuff together, and like had the baby, and I'd like breastfeed and be like, Chalice, my photographer, who I adore, I'm like, take pictures of me breastfeeding because this is important, you know, all the like stuff. Like and like, literally, we came home and that was COVID. Like, everyone was like,
oh,
there's
wow.
a pandemic, over, done. So I assure you, I would have fallen on my face so hard. Like, now looking back, the things that I had planned was just going to go freaking nuts. And I know it's so annoying to hear people say silver lining, but the fact that I got to sit here with my kid, even if I was full of anxiety for the first 8 months of it, because we didn't know what our business was going to do and the world was going to do. Like, I got time with my kid that I wasn't going to get. Like, I wasn't even planning to do that for my kid. So I am so grateful that I got to do that. And it's just, you know, like a little kick in the, like, get off the capitalism train for like hot second, you know, and just like be a human and enjoy your life. And it's scary, but it was valuable, you know? So, and then now managing it, I have Chelsea, who I mentioned, my photographer, she's immune compromised. So she's here at the house because she like, you know, when we couldn't tour, she couldn't get another job. And I was like, just came hang with us because, you know, we need someone to hang with Lou, you know, and be basically like a daycare, you know, version of like hangout. And they are best friends now. Oh, the two of them hang out a few days a week. We have my mother-in-law another few days a week. So yeah, we're all making it work like this cute little family, and we're doing it. But yeah, that's the whole, there is absolutely no, unless you guys have some answers, there's absolutely no way to pull this thing off the way it's set up.
Currently. You have anxiety now. I assume you're going to tour more, like once
the world opens. Yeah.
Do you have anxiety about like getting thrown back into the deep end and like navigating it now?
Yeah, I think I'm like much more like, it was this year we probably did 15 shows and it was like once a week, which traveling once a week as a parent sounds maybe like a lot, but I used to have to figure out how to not be gone more than 2 weeks at a time with my husband. Like that was our like agreement. Otherwise we'd start fighting about dumb shit, you know?
Right. Of course. So
this was like a totally different thing. It still felt like a lot with her, with the baby, you know, and we'd bring her along on things too. But yeah, going back to like the intense hustle for, and then also like, you know, now opening your eyes to like some of the music business stuff. It's like, am I putting my body and my time on the line for like a real return, you know, like I want to be really smart about where I spend that time and how, because I want to do those shows like ACL that I could enjoy, like with people, but do I need to be running around like all year? Like, let's find a way to make it, which I feel like country music just is a lot more year round, but other kinds of music, it's a little bit less. So I think there's ways to, you just got to model it for how, what you want. And I'm really excited to be touring, just all that to say, like, it's going to be so fun. And like, especially me doing my own tours, it's like, I had such a connection, you know, with everybody who like, cause that's your people, you know, like, oh yeah. Like I used to get nervous before meet and greet sometimes, like of my own shows. And then I remember one time this gal showed up with like some coffee cup that was like, if I haven't like, you know, the different lines, and it's like, unless it's to hear, like, don't fucking talk to me. And I was like, oh yeah, like you're my people. Like, why am I nervous? But it's so, yeah, it's a really, I'm trying to give like an expression of the reverence that I have for this experience, because to be on the same level, like you literally, when you sing together, you match heart rates, like that level with that many people at one time. Like I wasn't raised with religion or anything. So like, this is like, I've never felt anything like this. It's such an incredible experience. And making sure that like, I'm okay as a human is just gonna be, you know, the journey we're all on.
It's tough.
Journey. Well, listen, we can't wait till you can tour. Everyone, please follow at Cam Country. She will release her tour dates there when it's coming. You can check out her newest album, The Other Side. It is out now. It's absolutely gorgeous. But just go deep. Go deep.
Go deep.
All week.
Let me just give some, like, if you're looking for certain songs, go listen to this.
Okay.
So if you're going through a breakup and your ex was a motherfucker, Runaway Train is the best song ever. I mean, I want to like say these lyrics for you. I do have these written down.
Psycho.
Never seen her.
No,
like,
this was it for the podcast. Like us, I haven't had a nasty breakup in some time. Anyways, that's a great one. If you are grieving and you've lost someone, Village is a fucking heartbreaker. I didn't realize. So I listened to that song on your first or your second album over and over and over again. And I was like, what? Who is this for? What is this about? Because it's the point of view of a brother. And at your show at ACL, you explained the story. It's the most beautiful thing that anyone's ever done for their friend. I mean, she wrote a song for her friend whose brother passed away in the voice of her friend's brother. Mm. And it is like, what's the lyric? I'm with ghosts that all of you the most, or but I still love you the most.
Yeah. Well, now it's hard to like think.
I spend my days with ghosts.
Yes, I spend my days with ghosts who all love you the most, but none of them quite like I do.
But all these people who have passed that love, it's like the most amazing song ever. If you want to feel frisky, Changes is so good. That's the Harry Styles one. Nostalgic, Redwood Tree. What else?
Diane is a banger.
It's that, like, was my pandemic song.
Yeah, it's so good. It's like the reverse of Jolene. So like, you're telling the other woman that you didn't realize he was married, but you slept with her husband.
Ooh,
it's a barn burner too. You're like dancing and then you're like, oh, what did you say?
It's so good. You're just so talented. I do have some ideas for what I want you to do next. I hope that you'll take my input.
I would love it.
My God.
But Kelty, don't you think she should Sarah Bareilles this and do a Broadway show with her music?
Ooh.
Would you ever do that?
Yes. No, like, no joke. I'm not even going to explain the full thing, but I have a little side project that I work on every time I have a free moment, which is never. And it has music and it's like, it's not a Broadway show, but it's like something that could be like a little drama on like TV or something. And it's story with like, you know, song. It's so fun. Anything with music is like fun to do. So. And well, I love Sarah Bareilles. So
you guys have similar vibes. I think you would crush that. So
love it.
Thank you for making my birthday amazing. And I hate it's my birthday. And
the best birthday ever.
Really
Rebecca.
Great now. Yay. Thank you.
And congratulations on everything. And can't wait to see what you do next.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
We weren't here for a long time,
but we're here for a good Cam time.
Thanks for listening. The Lady Gang is produced by Alex Ingber, Steve Delameter, and Jared Monaco. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. And if you love it, share it with your friends on social media. Like, oh my God, I just listened to Lady Gang. This episode's so great. Swipe up to listen. And if you really want to, which we know you do, please follow us on social. At Kelty, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, and at The Lady Gang. Sign up for our newsletter at theladygang.com and join our secret Facebook group. It's super fun. See you next Tuesday.